There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Right when we thought this camp, even with its quarterback, this was going to be the same old boring fall camp, just the slow drag until Ole Miss kicks off the 2022 season. Brandon Dart flies in and saves the day. It's another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Bradley Sowell, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. We got some drama with Ole Miss football. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Ben? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know you called me pretty excited about today's pod. It's interesting stuff.
Is that really what I sounded like? I was giddy to talk about drama. Is that what it sounded like? Am I just a gossip girl now?
No, I wouldn't say giddy. I would say, you know, kind of excited.
Hey, Brad, guess what I heard? No, I didn't do any of that. We're not doing Regina George Mean Girls stuff here, Brad. Let's not oversell it. But Brandon Dart, the father of Jackson Dart, had some things to say in a since-deleted tweet in regards to something that one of us media types wrote. First, let me say, this is hilarious. It's hilarious. For all the efforts of Lane Kiffin, what the kids can say or what the coaches can say, if the coaches can even talk to us, he doesn't open it up wide open for everybody to say their mind, to speak their mind, and for us to view everything, whatever. He closes things down. And we're all good with that. So Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer, as you well know, are knee-deep in a heated quarterback competition, and Lane Kiffin was asked by John Sokoloff in a recent press briefing about the new culture of college football. And with Jackson Dart and his agreement with Realtree and transferring over, he's not recruited to sit necessarily. The high-profile nature of the transfer from USC to Ole Miss and that month-long just recruiting circus that it was with him and Michael Trigg, the graphics, the trips, the tracking, where they're going, when they're arriving somewhere. He said none of that matters. And so Jake, because again, we have limited opportunities, he's got a job to do. And Jake Thompson wrote about it, my coworker at the Ole Miss Spirit at on3.com. And his headline was, Ole Miss quarterback decision will be based on production on the field, not recruiting hype. He did not address anyone in particular, but Brandon Dart took it as if he was taking a shot at his son, Jackson, the decorated transfer, former four-star, as was Luke Altmyer, which Jake pointed out in the story. They were both four-star prospects, but that's where it all started, and Brandon was upset. First of all, did you see this until I brought it to your attention today?
No, you brought it to my attention. I went to look for it, and it was deleted, so... but I did see what he said, and it, he kind of generalized, like he put all of Ole Miss media in there. And I thought that was, he probably got a little ahead of himself there, a little bit sensitive there. I mean, if that is what made him tick, boy, he's in for a fun ride, at Ole Miss. So, yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes, I mean, I get it. I'm a parent. I have four kids. Some things I probably get a little too mad about or get a little too hyped about. It happens. I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it. He's probably got a little upset, and Jake certainly, I mean, didn't seem like it was that crazy of an article to get that mad. So I'm sure it'll all pass by. I definitely am a little worried about him, though. If that's what makes him upset, ooh, good luck.
See, but what it does is it allows us a peek inside what is an awkward dynamic created by the advent of the one-year penalty-free transfer. Now, the media had nothing to do with this. Jake Thompson had nothing to do with this. Jake Thompson, God love him, one of the sweetest dudes. He's harmless. He wasn't directing anything at Jackson Dart, didn't even list him by name. And again, he was quick to remind people or to note in the story, Luke Altmyer was a highly recruited kid coming out of Starkville. He's a four-star prospect, almost got him over Florida State, and others pulled him out of the backyard of its in-state rival, Mississippi State. Here's what Brandon Dart said. Stop, he said on Twitter. If you do a little journalistic research, it's easy to see Jackson's and Jackson Dart is not about hype. Nobody knew he existed until the senior season. You can spin it all you want. All he does is produce. Kid works his ass off and is a gamer. The disrespect from Ole Miss football media is nauseating. First, me and Brad have been saying, regardless of the battle or how long it lasts, into the season, whatever, Jackson Dart's going to be the quarterback. And we've detailed numerous times why we believe that, including Brad being effusive in his praise as a potential quarterback in the SEC and what he could be as an NFL prospect over Luke Altmyer, to the detriment of Luke Altmyer. Luke Altmyer had a similar reaction when we had SEC Media Day, or not SEC Media Day, Ole Miss Media Day. And what we do at Ole Miss Media Day is after Lane Kiffin does his introductory press conference for the start of practices, fall camp, we all get herded over to the Manning Center Grill at 1810. And there's a bunch of players at all different tables, their own tables, so you can go talk to them individually. And Luke Altmyer, he was upset, and he had some things to say. And he spoke about how it was a media creation, this whole Luke Altmyer, Jackson Dart getting the hype, Luke Altmyer is in an uphill battle, all this kind of stuff. And I said then, I say it now to Brandon Dart, this is all projection and misplaced frustration and anger with a situation that was created by what college football is now. They can't express their frustration with Lane Kiffin, who did the right thing in finding viable competition for Luke Altmyer. You don't hand Luke Altmyer the job. He did his job. But it is frustrating because if you're Jackson Dart, you got a big deal from Realtree. You're coming over from USC. You started games at USC. You're a good quarterback. But it wasn't going to be given to you. It isn't given to you now. Same thing with Luke Altmyer. Yeah, you performed well in the Sugar Bowl. You're a four-star prospect, former four-star prospect, the backup to Matt Corral. It's not going to be handed to you. Both of them frustrated. And it's easy in this day and age to use the media as a boogeyman. It's lazy because they're really frustrated by the situation itself. This is what now has been created with the portal. You can go get players of equal, if not better, potential to go against assumed starters. You're always recruiting to replace guys on your current roster, but they cannot blame Lane Kiffin in public. They can't blame the situation and Jackson having a pretty underwhelming spring because of turnovers and newness, which is all a normal human thing. I don't blame anybody for this situation. Brandon Dart, Jake Thompson, anybody, not even Lane Kiffin. I mean, this is what he was supposed to do. He is the protector and preserver, I guess, of this program. So he had to go get a Jackson Dart, whoever it might be, to compete with Luke Altmyer. We just got to get past the frustration and understand that this is football. Jake wasn't doing anything. And Brandon, the games are coming quickly. No one's out to get anybody here, especially Jake. I'm not out to get Luke Altmyer. You're not out to get Luke Altmyer. We just want to see the best man win. And I think this has kind of been a situation that's created, but it also shows what we're in now with college football, right? I mean, these are real human beings, and we can talk about, oh, Jackson Dart, they're recruiting so-and-so. Well, there's also Luke Altmyer during that recruitment, sitting back in his apartment going, God, they're going after this high-profile kid who's tweeting out graphics and recruiting stuff on Twitter and is really like a national story every other day, his movement, every movement being tracked. And it's all fun and games for Brandon Dart when that's happening in recruiting. But now that you're in the sauce, you want to be upset? It's a frustrating situation. And both guys desperately want one thing, to be the starting quarterback at Ole Miss. All anybody that's covering this or following this as a fan wants is for the best man to win, for Ole Miss to win football games. But thank you, Brandon, for bringing some drama to fall camp, because this actually shows what these guys are dealing with. And it's fascinating, far more interesting than, yeah, man, I got bigger, faster, and stronger over the offseason. Now, this actually matters because these guys are dealing with real-life things, and frustration is very human emotion. And I'm glad to see that, hey, look, man, they feel things too. We need to accept that what we say and what we do and how we look at things, how we view things, has a real impact on human beings. Sometimes you forget that. This has become a very impersonal thing, has college football.
Yeah, it's always best just to let it play out on the field, man. I mean, you know, nobody is out to get Jackson Dart. I would say we've probably hyped him up a ton. I mean, we've been all over this kid from day one. I know I have. I think he's gonna be a hell of a player. I mean, I've been saying it all along.
Brad, you know, you've been even dismissing.
Yeah,
yeah. If anything,
I feel like Luke Altmaier should not care for me so much. But yeah, I just think this is one of those things, man. I'm hopefully somebody told him, hey, you got to chill, like let it play out on the field. Understand, you know, you're the dad, but you know, don't try not to be that dad. You know what I mean? Let it play out. You know, let him go out there and do his talking on the field. Nobody wants Jackson Dart to do better than the Ole Miss fan base. And whenever he does go in there and dominate and do well, he'll see, his dad will see, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing better than being an Ole Miss quarterback. They're literally, you've taken care of better than anybody I've seen, you know, in any sport. So, he just got to let it play out. He probably got a little mad, you know, get a little sensitive reading some stuff. You know, my dad had the same issue, and there's a lot of dads out there that have this issue. You know, they have kids that they love, and, you know, I have kids as well. So do you. And, you know, you don't know until you see stuff being printed about them. But, you know, he's going to be an SEC quarterback. What do you think they're going to say when he throws 4 interceptions in a game? You know, Matt Corral went through that. You know, it's tough, but at the end of the day, he came back and battled back. You know, you just got to, you know, it comes with the territory, man. When you are a SEC player, you got to accept some tough love. So it'll pass. He'll be fine. He'll be a great quarterback here, and nothing, not a whole lot more will be said about it. So,
and look, I'm not trying to run down the Ole Miss media, but he called out the Ole Miss media. I got to defend my fellow Ole Miss media guys. Let's be real. All right. We're not a very hard media group. We're not the New York media group. You've been around us media people, man. We haven't really changed. When Brad was one of the players and was getting criticized for this, that, and the other, he was talking to me. He was talking to Chuck. He was talking to Neil, to Chase. I mean, we haven't changed. We're not a particularly hard group. We're pretty fair. We just honestly want to do the job well. And Jake, I love the guy to death. He did nothing in any way to slight Jackson Dart. He wasn't naming him. He was literally writing a story off of a direct quote from Lane Kiffin. But I get where Brandon Dart is coming from, because he's a human being and is a dad. I'm going to tell you this right now. With everything his son's been going through, if one of my daughters went through that same kind of high-profile recruitment and just months-long battle, everything they do, what they're doing off the field, on the field, it's always part of the, quote, competition. If he was going, or she was going through that very high-profile thing like Jackson, I would get frustrated too. What I thought was even the slightest slight of my kid. I get that completely. I'm a dad too. However, this is more misplaced or displaced anger and frustration with what is a unique situation in college football. And this isn't going to be the last time this happens. It won't be the last time a high-profile transfer is frustrated because they come in with all these guarantees. I mean, it's all fun and games when Jackson's spending a month and a half tweeting out every graphic and saying, hey, Ole Miss fans, what do you think of this? Hey, BYU fans, what do you think of this? Oklahoma fans, what's going on? It's all fun and games when you're getting hyped up that way, or when me and Brad are talking about Jackson Dart's going to be the starting quarterback. You got to take the good with the bad. And at the end of the day, this is not going to be the last time this happens, because there's going to be a signee, whoever it might be, that signs a huge deal with an NIL partner, comes to a new school with the expectation that they get handed a job. And considering the resources and everything a school puts into bringing in that player from another school, the comparable, if not better school, there's going to be the expectation that they're going to start. Do you think Jordan Addison didn't expect to leave Pittsburgh to start at USC? Same thing with pick your school. Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech to Alabama. Jermaine Burton from Georgia to Alabama. Michael Trigg from USC to Ole Miss. And Michael Trigg right now is behind Casey Kelly at tight end. But that stuff works itself out, and blending that part of the family is really hard. But here's exactly what Lane Kiffin said, and this is what Jake was writing about.
You were talking about with the QBs, Jackson and Luke, how they're both, some do some good things, bad things, and it seems like it's pretty close between the two. If they like remain close, like when the season was approaching, do you think the fact that Jackson was a big splash transfer portal addition, would that play any of a role into a tie-breaking vote for him to start, just to impact the transfer portal for the future? Just so, like, if you wanted to get a QB in the future, a guy would be like, oh, if I go to Ole Miss, I'll actually play there, you know?
Yeah, that's a fair question. That absolutely would have nothing to do with how we play players here. And We've got tons of examples over time. We don't care how many stars you are, where you're from, whether you're from the state, whether you're not. I mean, when I got here, everybody wanted, I was dumb for playing the other quarterback. So, you know, we don't look at anything that way. So it doesn't matter where he came from or whether he played or how many stars he is. We'll have nothing to do with whether he plays, but fair question.
No malice intended from Jake Thompson, but it does give you and me something to talk about because it gives you a peek inside what is a very frustrating and high-tempered, or maybe the emotions are running high. No one knows for sure what's happening, right, except for Lane Kiffin. I don't think we've got a good read on who the quarterback's going to be 2 weeks in. I don't think we're going to have a good read on who the quarterback's going to be in September.
Yeah. Well, this very reason is why I got rid of my Twitter and why a lot of people should stay off of that. You know, just in speaking to that point, you think this is what everybody's saying or what people are saying. You know, he's probably, you know, they're reading too much about, you know, the process and all that. When the majority of people don't even pay attention to that, and they're just Ole Miss fans that actually love the kid and are rooting for him.
Everybody's rooting for him. But also, if you're one of those people that aren't at the Ole Miss Spirit and checking us out and subscribing, please do the Ole Miss Spirit right now. You can get a month for a dollar or a year for 10. So sign up anyway. Sorry.
That's the very reason is the reason I got rid of Twitter a long time ago, because you start seeing what people say and you start buying into all the talk, and you feel like you start thinking that's what everybody thinks about you, or you start forming opinions based off of what, you know, some random people say on Twitter. So it's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing for college football. It's not a good thing for kids to be looking on there. And at the end of the day, most fans, I would say 95% of the fans are supporting both these guys and just want them to be good players. So, Dad, welcome to the SEC. If that makes you tick, it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah. Just wait till you say something after a South Carolina loss and you have to live with it even after you're retired.
Yeah, I still get people that talk crap about me. I'm like, how many more years did you want me to play to prove that I could play football? I mean, it is what it is. Like, you got to shut it out and you got to just laugh it off. It is what it is, man. If he's going to sit on there and be like that, which if you look at his Twitter, he is pretty pumped up about his kid and pretty outspoken, which that's how I am with my daughter. So,
oh, Brad, you think your daughter is like the next big thing in softball, which is what you're supposed to do as a dad. That's what you're supposed to do.
I do. And I'm not going to say, this is why I'm not knocking his dad, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there. And, maybe certain stuff does make you tick, but I just didn't think that was a make me tick moment. You know what I mean? Like, I listen, and I can speak on this because I've played a lot of football and I've seen a lot of crap talked about a lot of people. That's petty. There's nothing there that should make you mad, because at the end of the day, you got to be careful talking too early. You know, you still got to go out on the field and play. And that's with both guys. Like, you know, Luke Altmaier's not saying a whole lot. His family's not going. I mean, I've literally, you know, not talking bad about Luke, but, you know, I've got my opinion on him, and, you know, his family's not out there going at people. And whenever Luke goes out there and balls out, I'll wear that Altmaier jersey and, you know, give his dad a hug and support the kid. So, it is what it is. You can't be so sensitive.
This is what we do. We have to analyze. We have to break news. And we broke the news that Jackson Dart was committing to Ole Miss. And then when it happens, that's all great and dandy. And now he's in a competition and it's frustrating. I get it. But Luke Altmaier's mad too. So if you're frustrated, I get it. But it's misplaced frustration. I also get that you can't say anything about Lane Kiffin. But I do know this. If the recent results are any kind of indication on the practice field, because Ole Miss is in its second week of fall camp practices, we're nowhere close to naming a quarterback here, Brad.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. And I think, and like I said earlier, I think of the podcast earlier this week was, let's let this, you know, this thing may carry over into the season to kind of see, you know, which one, how they respond in a game. You know, how does it look when it's, you know, it's not scripted plays, not a practice. Which one is the gamer? You know, Dart's dad says he is a gamer. My dad thought I was a gamer as well. Everybody's dad thinks they're a gamer. But, you know, let's see what happens when you get in the game. You know, let's see him ball out, you know, versus an SEC team. Let's let this thing play itself out. They're both young kids. I think they're both, you know, decently recruited kids. Let's let it play out on the field. And I think it may roll into that. And even if, like I said, even if Kiffin names a starter, You know, it's not like it's, you know, I think the leash is going to be rather short. You know, and I think that both guys will get to play quite a bit early.
If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions in iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say. As long as it's 5 stars, this podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just simply search Talk of Champions. And Talk of Champions is brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186, and tell him that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation, and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason and tell them to Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My Navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. Ole Miss fans, you can never be too careful, especially these days and with young kids at home. Don't take any chances and secure your home with Eufy Smart Lock, an easy install, all-in-one security device for your front door and that peace of mind we're all looking for. I myself am a Eufy user, and I can tell you firsthand, go ahead and ditch those house keys forever, grab a Phillips head screwdriver because that's all you'll need, and give Eufy Smart Lock a try today. No monthly fee, and Eufy customer service is waiting on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. So what are you waiting for? Head to Vault Hemingway or the Pavilion or Swayze Field to cheer on your Ole Miss Rebels with the reassurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Smart Lock. Eufy Video Lock makes it easy to keep an eye on things back home. Its built-in camera can tell you who's at the front door from the comfort of your stadium seat. Search Eufy Video Lock, that's E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com, eufyofficial.com/video lock, to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Smart Lock and Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
The disrespect from the Ole Miss media, Ole Miss football media. Man, I didn't know we had that kind of power, that kind of sway. I didn't know. If I'd have known, I have so many things I could have directed that power towards as far as Ole Miss goes.
Ole Miss football media, like, I mean, that's like almost saying that within the building.
You know, it hurts. It hurts because that means he hasn't listened to this podcast, because we have been the co-captains of the Jackson Dart hype train since the kid even floated the possibility of coming to Ole Miss.
Sorry. Wait, I'm going to try my best to reach out and see if I can get him on here.
Now that will be awesome, because I sympathize with his plight. I also want to kind of let him know that, hey, man, there's no disrespect. Everybody just wants the best man to win. And well,
all on the Jackson Dart train. Like, come on, guy.
I know. I'm saying. When I saw disrespect from the Ole Miss football media, I'm like, wait. Brandon Dart hasn't listened to Talk of Champions. That's all I could think of.
I've seen what it looks like. He got the it. Now he's got to go out there and put it on the field and
put it on the field
and control the it. You know what I mean? You gotta go out there and perform it. He's got the shoot. He's got the damn look and all the tools. I mean, I've seen a million guys have the look and tools. It's a matter of, can he get out there and play the game? You know, be a baller. You know, you can only coach so much. You can only get in the lines. Coach can only draw so many lines. It's up to you to kind of get within there and make it your own. So that's what we're hoping what happens with him.
Why are you so bullish as far as your opinion, very stubborn opinion, that Jackson Dart is better than Luke Altmyer? I don't know. I'm not a talent evaluator.
I just see the overall athleticism and the release. It's there, man. Like, I've been in the huddle with, I mean, who was my first quarterback? Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, Russell Wilson. Like, I kind of know what it looks like. He looks like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's got that real athletic, he can run a little bit. It's got a real live arm. He's got the size. He's got the build. That's just what it looks like to me. I mean, no knock on Luke. He's just going to be a different style of guy. He reminds me of like a Drew Stanton. You know, Drew Stanton was good enough to get in there and win you some games. Looked great. I mean, literally, he led us down the field multiple times. But you knew when Carson was in there, it was on. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. That's just what I see. I mean, I could be wrong. Hell, I hope Luke wins the Heisman, honestly. Yeah, and I will wear his jersey if he ends up being the starter and be a good quarterback. But,
yes.
You know, I just know what I'm looking at.
With a Kool-Aid undershirt.
I just know what I'm looking at, man. This kid is he's got what it's supposed to look like. So, let's just see him put it on the field. And, you know, you got to do it. You know, it's as simple as going out there and performing. You know, I've seen a lot of guys that look the part. So, he looks it to me.
Yeah. Now, David Johnson has been more on the Luke Altmyer's look better. He's been objective in that way. You know, you've had others say Luke. Talk of Champions has been a safe place for Jackson Dart. Been a very safe place.
Man, I don't know, man. I'd love to – we need to get David on here so we can see what he's seeing that I'm not seeing. Because I don't know, man. You can coach the, like being a little bit smarter, making better decisions. You can really hone that in. You've seen it with Matt Corral. Like, Matt was a turnover machine. Like, when he got in the game, I trembled when he was young.
But you didn't see it at first, is what you said. Or did
with
you?
With Matt? No, Matt has always had a crazy good arm. Body-wise, okay. Not anything crazy. But you always saw, hey, this dude can sling it. I mean, remember when he was rotating with JRP in that state game? It was obvious every third down he was coming in, and he was just freaking completing all these crazy passes. You saw the arm talent, but I mean, dude would take a snap, fumble it everywhere, throw an interception off his back. I mean, it's just crazy. But guess what? That got coached up. That can get coached up. That kind of stuff can get coached up easy. What can't get coached is that God-given ability, and to have the mechanics and the live arm, the real athletic release that he has. I mean, that's just tough. I mean, that's a hard thing to coach up, you know. But he got it.
No one's out to get you guys, I promise. Luke Jackson, when no one's out to get you.
The Dude, Ole Miss just shut media. Up, just shut up and do it on the field, like, period. That's what football's always about. It's always going to be about that. It doesn't matter what's been said. Shut the heck up and do it on the freaking field. Like, I don't care what anybody's dad says. I don't care what anybody says. Get your ass out there and do it on the field, and everybody will respect you, period.
That's the Bradley Sal I know and love. You know what we haven't done in a long time? A Brad's Big Thing. Let's do a Brad's Big Thing.
We're on three. One, two, three. Let's go.
Brad's Big Thing.
We haven't done a Brad's Big... Oh, we haven't done a Brad's Big Thing in so long. I don't even know what it's going to be about, but 2 weeks into fall camp, it doesn't necessarily have to be the drama. The drama with the Ole Miss quarterbacks. It can be whatever you want it to be. Brad's Big Thing about Ole Miss football today, August 11, 2022. What is it?
No, my big thing is going to piggyback off the quarterback drama. I am going up there this weekend. And I'm going to I have an opinion on both guys based off what I've seen live in the spring. I'm about to go and create a whole new opinion. I'm going to see where I'm at, evaluation wise. I'm going to try to get out there that practice this weekend and go out there, and I may have a whole new opinion. I don't know. I just know what I've seen early on. I'm excited to go out there and try to see these guys live. And I'm gonna my thing for this week, by Monday or by Sunday, I should have a whole new where I think this actual quarterback battle is in my mind, which my mind means nothing. I'm just a former wash up talking, but in my mind, I'll tell you where I think it actually is.
Ooh, what a tease. On Monday, Bradley Sal is going to have a full breakdown of the Ole Miss quarterbacks and what he has seen. What are you looking for, though? When you step out there, everyone goes, okay, he completed a 60-yard pass. That was awesome. But in those plays where you don't complete it, maybe you still do something good. You evade pressure, whatever it might be. When you're watching these quarterbacks on Saturday, what are you looking for specifically?
I just want to see how they look in the huddle, how the team responds to them being in there. Where their eyes are, because I can look at a play and I can tell you how the play is designed and what, especially versus what defense that the defense run. Did he take what was given to him, or did he force a goofy throw into a bad zone coverage, or did he not take the one-on-one outside with man coverage? So I'll be looking at little stuff like that. I'll know based off of where his eyes go or where each guy's eyes go within the play, whether or not they know what they're doing, if they're just out there taking a snap and hoping it works out.
Any other players, not necessarily quarterbacks, any other players you're going to be keeping an eye on this Saturday when Ole Miss scrimmages, and the time has been confirmed for 11:30 a.m. and it's open to the public and the media?
I'll evaluate it. I'll watch, most of it, but I'm gonna watch these two guys because I'm sick of hearing about the battle and who's what. I'm actually gonna look at it and see what I think that they're actually thinking. I'll be able to tell based off of, certain reps and stuff as well if they what they're thinking quarterback wise. But it'll be interesting to see, man. I just want to check those two guys out. I want to see the defense a little bit too, because I don't feel like I watched them as hard, just because the offense replaced so much. I want to check out that defense. I'm pretty excited to see that as well.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, Michael Trigg. Nobody that you've been talking about.
Since I already know what Trigg is. Trigg's 25 pounds away from being a top 3 round pick. And, his athleticism is ridiculous. I mean, I saw enough in the spring to say, hey, this kid's 2 years away from being a really, really, close to like a Pitts type player.
You can't throw out a Kyle Pitts comp and just leave it out there in the air.
I mean, he's got the same frame. I mean, what was Kyle Pitts like at first? I'm sure he wasn't how he was at the end. But, I mean, yeah, he's got that frame and that type of athleticism. I mean, look at him catching the ball, dude. In the spring, he made a few catches that I was like, all right, those are next level type of catches with guys all over him. So, it's just a matter of if he wants it. And, I don't know the kid at all. I don't know what his mindset's like. But if he wants it, he's got that crazy ceiling.
Aiden Williams, 4-star wide receiver, prospect for 2023. Is committing on August 21st, and it looks like Ole Miss is in the driver's seat for him. Do you know anything about Aiden Williams?
I have not watched him yet. I'll take a look at him, and I'll tell you what I think. I'll give
That's
you
the first. Guy. That's Ole Miss's top wide receiver target.
Well, I'm sure if he is, he has got blazing speed, because that is what Lane and the crew really like. So if I had to guess, he's a blazer.
What do you think they need more than anything in recruiting this year?
You got to get some more O-linemen for sure. But, it's hard to say what they need because you got the portal. It's like, man, I could go out and get whatever, whatever's available kind of. So, you know, if you, I think you keep hitting at linebacker, probably gonna need some guys there as well. You know, keep getting a ton of talent on offense, speed on offense. You can never have enough speed on offense and enough O linemen. So, that seems to be what they're going after. But I like where we are, man. I think we got a bunch of talent. If we keep adding to this, it could be a pretty pretty special group.
If you could add one impact transfer to this Ole Miss roster right now, what position would you address?
I'd probably do like some kind of, you know, Chance Campbell type linebacker or some defensive end that can really, really get after the quarterback, Sam Williams or Chance Campbell type of player. Some guy that's going to fly around on defense and make plays. Like, you knew Chance Campbell as soon as he got here, you're like, okay, yeah, super impact, hard working guy, like that kind of guy. That's one thing on defense is going to be tough, man. You had three guys that were sideline to sideline better than I've seen at Ole Miss in a long time, since probably P. Willie and Rory Johnson. Not, I don't know if they're that caliber player, but the way Mark Robinson, Chance Campbell, and Sam Williams covered the field, you know, really track guys down sideline to sideline, was something that we haven't had in a long time at Ole Miss, and it was eye popping. I like those kind of guys.
Do you think that's the bigger need than going and getting Caleb Williams to compete with Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer? You think the quarterbacks are going to be fine, whoever is decided upon? You want to address defense.
Yeah, for this year, we're fine. Both these guys were decently recruited. We got enough talent around them to win. You know, if neither of these guys end up being average, then yeah, I mean, you're going to hope you're going to get somebody else to come in and compete with them. But, you know, I think both these guys are really redshirt freshmen, right? I mean, both of them have a lot of football left to play. I think one of these guys are going to emerge as the Ole Miss starter.
I think Ole Miss is loaded up at defensive line and defensive back, but I would still, like you said, go get that dude at edge. Give me a really good edge.
Yeah, give me a – dude, that's what I'm saying. The Sam Williams types, they just make it really tough on you. Like, you got a middle linebacker that can cover side to side. You got Sam Williams flush in the pocket all the time. Like, that was tough, man. I mean, and our defense wasn't world beaters up until probably the end of the year where they got really good. But, you know, it's always good to have that guy, man. It makes you have to plan for him, and it kind of messes up the opposing offense.
If I could go pick like one player off of a roster, it'd be Will Anderson from Alabama. And I wouldn't even think twice.
Yeah.
No?
He's old though. Isn't he older? Is he still there?
He's a junior. It's his junior year. He's been starting since he was a true freshman.
I feel like he's been there forever. Maybe it's just we're all runs together. Every Alabama has a first round guy every time.
They have the next Will Anderson the next year.
Yeah. There is a Will Anderson. He's just a redshirt right now. There's another one coming.
There's going to be another one coming.
Yeah. Bought and paid for pre NIL. So
Jordan Addison would be tempting. Eli Ricks would be tempting, but I would go with Will Anderson. He's the best edge in the country.
Yeah. Didn't he have like a knee problem though or something?
Yeah, but he's good now.
What's crazy is these Alabama guys, everyone I've ever played with is like, they seem like they're 10 years older than they actually are. And they're just like, they're just so accomplished. It's like they're walking around with three championships. Like, it's almost like they almost show up like a veteran that's won a few Super Bowls. And it's like, they're just like, they're way older, and it's like they're beat to crap. It's weird, man. Like, Alabama guys don't seem very fresh when they come to the league.
Meanwhile, Ole Miss guys go to the league, and you start as an Ole Miss fan going, wait a second. They had DK and AJ and Dawson Knox. Look what they're doing in the NFL now. Why couldn't they have done that at Ole Miss? It's getting better than it used to be, but yeah, you see that a lot.
Because it's hard to string those guys. See, what Alabama and Georgia does is they string those guys together. They have a bunch of them at the same time. We're like, we had those guys, but like, we probably didn't have a defense or something. I mean, like they had.
They didn't have a defense. It was the Wesley McGriff defense, but also Phil Longo still has not located Dawson Knox on the field to give him a touchdown.
Alabama's sending seven players in the first round a year, whereas like we get some first rounders, some high picks, but it's like, okay, this guy played in 2010, the other guy played in 2015. Like, now they're doing seven a year, meaning at one point you have like 15 or 20 first rounders on the freaking field at once. Like, that's a game changer.
Well, I want to wrap it up with who won the week.
We're on three, one, two, three, let's go.
Who won the week?
Did it last week with David Johnson. I'm going to do it this week with Bradley Sal. Who won the week? Which player through this week of fall camp practices has won the week either through drawing headlines or his play, whatever? I think it's Jackson Dart. Because, again, we were repeating ourselves with some things, and now we got some drama in fall camp. So Jackson Dart, hey, you're pulling some headlines, man. We're talking about the quarterback battle in a much different way today. Good for you.
Or did Luke Altmyer win the week because he's quiet? He's a quiet assassin in the bushes, and we got some unraveling, some sensitivity going on, and Luke's just showing up, nobody saying a word, and playing some ball. What's making him sensitive? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see this weekend.
I know what's making him sensitive. They're competing for a job that Lane Kiffin, as he should have done, responsibly did, a competition that's very heated between two good players. It happens. It's going to happen even more, and we're going to be here to cover it because we're the big bad Ole Miss media. Here we are. All right, that's it. This has been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. All right, so on Monday, you're going to be back with a full-on Bradley South breakdown of Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer and where this thing really stands.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to make that practice, and I'm going to see what I think. I'm going to be honest. I'm always honest now because I have no skin in this game. I don't care what kid's good. I don't care what kid does what. I'm just going to tell you what I really think. And, you know, I root for all of them. But, you know, there's a truth in every player. And, you know, it's you are what you are.
I'm trying to think, have we always rooted for everybody? There's got to be a shithead in there once or twice.
No, I pretty much root for everybody. I just try to be pretty honest. Like, that you get a lot of people out there that are way off the mark on players, and it's just like, come on, man! Like,
I didn't really root for Reggie Buckner.
Basketball. I just show up. I mean, it's a nice place to go sit and watch a game.
Man, have you not been watching what Ole Miss basketball recruiting's been like? They're popping off.
Come on, man! Come on, I love me some Ole Miss. I love some Ole Miss basketball games, but I don't follow. I follow them the day of the game.
Yeah, I know. And you don't even follow when they're playing Arkansas Pine Bluff in November. You don't hang around or start texting me till February.
But hey, I do get into it in SEC play, and I always go to basketball. I go to basketball games, not as much as baseball, but I'm a good 5 to 10 basketball games a year, though.
That's not bad. That's better than I think most casual fans.
Yeah, no, but I watch and listen to them all. Now that's
you get as frustrated with basketball as you do baseball and football.
I feel like I liked basketball a lot when I was there because I knew a couple of guys, and then I liked it growing up a little more probably because you had the Provine posse, you had all those guys that were – it kind of drew you in. But, man, we just hadn't really had like that exciting player. I feel like
Marshall Henderson, Stephen.
I know. Boone. No, I followed then. I followed them when we had the exciting player. I'm just saying here as of late, that's why Ruffin
– Terrence Davis.
Terrence Davis was not exciting.
He's in the NBA.
He was a really good athlete, dude. He was not that exciting at Ole Miss. He was not that exciting.
He took them to the NCAA tournament, their last NCAA tournament.
I'm talking about just from sheer excitement. Terrence Davis wasn't out there taking over games and stuff. Like, he was a great player at Ole Miss, but
Sean Ruffin will be that for you.
Yeah, Ruffin does that for me a little bit.
You did get excited about him last year.
I'm like, dude, here we go. And Morrell's got that potential.
You'll get there. Matthew Morrell. He's an NBA player.
Okay. Gotcha. Right. Anyways, I thought he was supposed to transfer. Was he not supposed to transfer the season? I never said that, ever. I didn't say you said that. Why are you assuming that I said you said that?
I don't know. Brandon Dart assumed that we were attacking Jackson. Wanted to make it clear.
Just keep assuming, man. Gotcha. Yeah,
just trying to keep things pretty clean. All right, well, you have homework. Your first homework, give me a full breakdown on Monday from Saturday scrimmage, and two, get Brandon Dart on the pod.
All right, I'll see if I can get the Darties on here.
Bye, buddy.
All right, dude. See you. Howdy, toddy.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.